This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Tomorrow afternoon, Southeast Senior Services continues with their caregiver education series with a talk about estate planning and long-term care plans. Welcome back to the show, Denise Denny Darby, family support advocate. Hi, Denny.
Hi.
And Beth Chapman, attorney at Faulkner Banfield, featured speaker for the session of this series. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Beth, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us about your connection with Southeast Senior Services?
So my name is Beth Chapman. I'm an attorney at Faulkner Banfield here in Juneau. And for the past 30 plus years, I have been practicing in the area of estate planning and elder law care, working with many seniors throughout Southeast Alaska on ensuring that they have the proper documents in place for the eventual need for care if that were to occur. And my connection with Southeast Senior Services is really that many of my clients will use their services as well. So when they asked me to speak on this topic, I was more than willing to help.
You said one of your specialties is it elder care law?
Elder law, right.
Elder law.
It's called elder law.
How did you get into that?
Well, I really enjoy working with families to help solve problems. And so that's an area of expertise that flows from working on wills and powers of attorney and really helping families determine how to put a care plan in place. And really a lot of it is how to pay for that long-term care if that were to occur. So I sort of just fell into it, decided it was interesting, and I really do enjoy working with the families and helping to solve problems for them.
Now, we all logically know that it's important to make these decisions and put care plans in place well before we need them for the future care of ourselves and our loved ones. But what are some of the reasons that people don't do this?
Well, I think a lot of people don't do it because they don't want to face the inevitability that they may die or that there may be a need for assistance. A lot of people don't do it because they just keep putting it off. But, you know, the majority of people do put these documents in place. And many of these documents, particularly powers of attorney and healthcare directives, are readily available, mostly through Alaska Legal Services and their website, as well as other places. So I think most people do get them in place, and those that don't just don't want to face it.
Well, maybe in the session, that'll be something that you will address, what you would say to someone who is reluctant or hesitant or having some fears there. There's another legal aspect to this talk as well, and that's having the bases needed covered for caregivers. What are some examples of that? What do you mean by that?
So for caregivers, what we really want to do is make sure that they have the legal authority that they're going to need to implement the care plan. So if we're working with a family and we have a parent, for example, that is incapacitated and unable to make financial decisions, we need to know that we have legal authority for the caregiver, if that's and we're talking family caregivers here, so I'm going to clarify that the family caregiver has the ability to make the financial decisions, to pay the bills, to access the bank accounts as needed. Similarly, we need to be concerned that they have the authority to make healthcare decisions. And those are why those documents are so critical, because without them, the only recourse may be to go to court and obtain a guardianship or a conservatorship, which is, of course, a court proceeding to gain authority to make decisions on behalf of somebody who may need assistance.
Sounds like it would be much easier to do all that in advance and not get to that point.
It is much easier. And as I always like to say, you make the decisions. You're controlling the decisions. And you don't have a court possibly appointing, if you have several children, for example, the child you may not have wanted if you were in the if you had the ability to choose.
Denny, who do you think should attend this session? Is there a particular group of people that might be in need of this information right now?
Oh, honestly, I think out of all of our sessions, this is probably the session that anybody of any age would find benefit from, because wills and estates and taking care of that sort of part of your life can never, you know, if you're a young adult, and I mean, there, let's say you got a life insurance policy, and making sure that goes to the, you know, having some kind of directives written down if you should die. So for anybody, any age, I think that this is really going to be a valuable resource, particularly in what I do every day, and the people that call the resource center and the caregivers that I deal with. What Beth said is so true. So many people, they just don't want to face that this is happening, and that they have put it off and put it off. And sometimes people find themselves the age that they are, and they're actually quite amazed. They're kind of like, I can't believe I'm this age, and so I really need to take care of this. They, you know, they kind of, life just has a way of getting away on people. And then so oftentimes, you know, with their parents or themselves or their spouse, they don't have things in place. And then, as Beth said, they're coming from a reactionary point of view rather than from being proactive. And it creates just a whole different, creates a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, possibly bad feelings between people, when if you had all this laid out, all of that would be done, and then there wouldn't be all this other side stuff going on, and people can focus on really taking care of the elder.
Anything to add to that, Beth?
No, I think, you know, Denny really hit the high points there. The powers of attorney and advanced healthcare directives are two of the most essential documents that all of us should have. Once you're 18, nobody can make your decisions for you unless you grant them that authority. There's a few exceptions under the healthcare directive, but as a general rule, these documents are essential for everyone. And what they do is they have in place your plan, who will make your decisions when you really need that assistance. And the assistance could be a temporary moment where you need assistance. For younger people, that can happen, even if, you know, they have an accident, they're even out of the country, they may need somebody to make that decision for them. Or it can be what we call more of a long-term power of attorney and healthcare directive for elders or for people who are suffering from a disability and are unable to make their own decisions. They will last potentially for their entire life. And as I always like to tell my clients, you know, you want to make the decisions. You don't want somebody making them for you.
Well, it is a good thing you're presenting this information, and it sounds like it's going to be a great resource for anyone who attends. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday, November 17th at 4 p.m. It's online, Legal Planning for Caregivers, and past recordings are available if you missed the two previous sessions. Denny, how can we find those?
Okay, on our Facebook page, on the Catholic Community Services Facebook page. If you pull up the page and then look to on the left-hand side of the screen under videos, you will see the last two. If you can't make it to the live webinar but want to see the recorded, you have to wait till after the webinars finish tomorrow, and then the recording is put up on Facebook. And it will also be a YouTube video too. And if people want to attend live, they can go to our Facebook page at ccsak.org. And then click on the caregiver education series 2021, and you will go through the prompts to attend live.
Will there be an opportunity to ask some questions for with Beth?
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of questions. I mean, this is kind of a nuts and bolts issue that people tend to, when it's offered, they tend to prick up their ears and they have a lot of interest.
And Denny, in one of the last times we talked, you mentioned that you're also holding some practice sessions for seniors who might need a little help logging on. Are
yeah,
you doing any more of those?
Yeah, we've been offering them every Friday, but we haven't had any takers so far. I'm wondering if we underestimated our clientele and everybody's better at logging in than we thought. But we really get a lot of people that go to the Facebook page. If they don't attend personally, there's a lot of people looking at the Facebook page.
Wow. Perhaps better to have it and not need it. Well, Denny and Beth, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks again for doing what you do, for presenting this caregiver education series. I really enjoyed learning all about it every week. And it sounds like you've got another great presentation coming up tomorrow with Beth. So thanks again today for your time and for sharing all that information.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great afternoon.
Bye.